Welcome to the Buckhead Church Podcast. If you want to learn how you can be more engaged with our church, check us out online at buckheadchurch.org, or you can connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I hope the following message inspires you to take the next step forward in your faith journey. Check it out.
Well, welcome again to the Buckhead Church Podcast, here with Beth Brady. Beth, you and I have been friends for a while. I remember meeting you in the green room at Big Stuff Camps. You were running, were you running all the registration for students for that camp?
I mean, I did a few different jobs before I left, but yeah, that's probably what I was doing when we met.
You were wearing a lot of hats. Beth is no stranger to a lot of people at Buckhead Church. Beth, you've been on staff at Buckhead longer than I have. I've only been here for about 7 or 8 months. But about 7 or 8 months ago, you took a new role. You worked with college students for a couple of years, and now you are the high school pastor lead in an environment we do called Inside Out for high school students. Beth, I didn't plan on asking you this, but how are students doing? How is this affecting students? What are you seeing right now?
Yeah. I mean, I think the way it's affecting students, I think there's some similarities and differences in how it's affecting adults. But I think the thing that's the same is their worry is around how this is all going to affect them personally. And so for a lot of our high school students, especially seniors, I think where this has come into play is they're really losing their second semester of their senior year of high school. But there's also still a lot of students. I mean, they're missing out on proms. They're missing out on graduations, like different spring sports don't exist. So I think there's a lot of grieving of missing out on things that make high school high school. But then there's also several of them where the, you know, stress of what's going to happen with parents' jobs, I think they feel that. And then any students that suffer from anxiety and depression, that's certainly heightened in this time. So I think there's a lot of similarities and some differences in how it's affecting each of us.
That's really well said. I would imagine, that thing that's in us that causes us to look at all of life through our own lens, that definitely is true of high school students. So that would make a lot of sense of just what you said about, gosh, how is this affecting me? So here's what happened the other day. Beth did a talk on video, obviously, for our high school students on prayer. And a bunch of people on our team heard it, and we just thought, gosh, that is not just relevant for students. Just like you said, Beth, there's a lot of similarities between what students are going through. And a lot of the answers that we would give students are really the same that we would give, a lot of the encouragement that we'd give students, same that we would give adults. And so I thought that would be really helpful to just talk about the talk that you did. You talked about, you chose to talk about prayer. How did that happen, Beth? Was that something that you just felt like our students really need right now?
Yeah, well, we really, as a student team across all campuses, had, we'd already planned on talking about prayer at some point in this year. But then when everything happened with coronavirus and just the way that affected our gatherings, we felt like with what was happening in the world and really how we had to pivot as a ministry, that now was really the perfect time to introduce the topic of prayer, because it's something that really all of us could lean into and something that felt so relevant with what was happening in the world and our response to it.
Well, I mean, kudos to you and the team for doing that, because I just thought that might be one of the most relevant things we could talk about right now, because, you know, times like these, I mean, so, you know, we're never really certain about the future, but we, when life is a little bit more normal, such as when school is in session and when people are working in their offices and we're not, you know, shelter at home, we feel more certainty, for sure. And in uncertain times, I think one of the greatest things God does in uncertain times is he draws us to himself. And one of the primary ways he does that is through prayer. You guys are going through the Lord's Prayer through this series. You were assigned to talk about the daily bread. God, give us this day our daily bread. I want to just talk about that for the next few minutes. Tell us a little bit about what you said to students, and what did Jesus mean when he was speaking about the daily bread?
Yeah, well, I personally have never spent this much time so focused on one like small line that Jesus said to a group of people. But the more I've dived into it the past couple weeks, I feel like the more powerful it has become for me. But with even learning the reference of what Jesus was talking about, he was, you know, referring to this, you know, situation that took place with the Israelites as they were on this mass exodus to the promised land. And part of that journey, you know, living in the desert, and they grew, you know, angry, frustrated, hungry, and really uncertain of, for them, where their meal was going to come from, how they were going to get food. And so God's answer to that was, hey, every day I'm going to rain down manna, bread from heaven, and you go collect what you need for that day. But anything beyond what they needed for that day, it would, you know, it would mold, it would, like it would go away. The bread was bad. And so they had to wake up to this daily reliance that God was going to give them just what they needed for that day. And then we see Jesus model the same prayer in his, in the prayer that he gives us of, hey, I'm just going to ask God for what I need today, which, you know, I think that's beyond just food. It's beyond just the meals that we need. It was this daily reliance of, hey, I can trust that God can supply me with what I need today. And if I'm uncertain about the future, if I'm uncertain of what's ahead, like that's okay because I can trust him to show up for today.
Wow. Beth, I got CBs over here, chill bumps. That is so, that's so profound. And I've never thought about the connection between what the Israelites dealt with in the desert and the manna that God gave for them. There is something powerful about relying every day on prayer, through prayer on God. Is that, as you tease this out with students, is that where you landed, that the point of this is dependence?
Yeah, well, I think that's, you know, I would imagine even, you know, for the Israelites who are walking through learning this daily dependence on God, that I would imagine for them this wasn't an overnight thing. I would imagine even, you know, a couple of days into it, they're still going to bed wondering, like, hey, am I going to get what I need tomorrow? That there was still this uncertainty. But I would also imagine that over time, as continually, daily, saw God show up with exactly what they needed for that day, that really what it did is it kind of, you know, pivoted them to have this daily reliance on God. But I would also imagine that it grew their faith, and that as they continued to see God do this over time, that they began to be able to have a greater trust and dependence that God would come through. Not a question mark of if he would, not an uncertainty of if he would, of even if it was like, hey, I don't know what tomorrow brings, but I know that God's going to show up and I know that he's going to provide because I've seen him do it all of these days in the past. And so, yeah, I think that's really the hope for students. But I think for all of us, it's like, hey, if we were to pivot to this sort of prayer life of a daily dependence that God's going to provide what we need, it wouldn't just, you know, move us to rely on God, but it would also grow our faith and trust in who he is.
That is so profound, because trust really is a muscle that you build. Trust is something that you develop. And yes, it's based on the character of the one that you're trusting, but it's also based on your willingness to step out on the ledge, your willingness to build your house out on that limb, your willingness to put your trust in the one that you're hoping will come through. And to your point, the more you do that, the more you see God's faithfulness, the more it does build your faith. Beth, as I was just listening to you talk, I was just thinking about how powerful this is for students, but you're so right. This is so powerful for adults. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter whether you have kids or whether you're single, newly married, been married for a long time, recently divorced. This is for all of us. But I do just want to, for a second, I want to double click on the idea of students for just a minute. What are students? What is that daily bread, that daily dependence? What does it look like for them? What are their worries? What are their concerns? And what are they? How is God coming through on a daily basis?
Yeah, I mean, I think for a lot of students right now, I think sometimes it's even hard to know, like put into words, like, hey, what is it that I need? But I think for students, a lot of it is boiling it down into, okay, hey, what do I need? What do I just need for today? Is it peace that God has still got me and God still has a plan? Gosh, for today, do I just need to just trust that, you know, like there is life on the other side of this, that that the things I'm missing out on, that like there is still fullness of life, like outside of that. I think for some of them, maybe even what they need for today, it's just, it's patience. I mean, for a lot of high schoolers, they're in the middle of this, living this life of independence where they feel like they probably finally have some freedom. And now all of a sudden that freedom is taken away from them and they're now stuck at home parents, which as a high school student, it's not what you want, but is it patience that, hey, this is not what I would have chosen. This is not what I want for myself, but do I need to have just patience for today, that I can show up in my family the way I need to show up in my family.
And you're right. You know, there are plenty of students that have missed a sports season because they tore an ACL or they had something happen with school and they were disqualified from playing. It's hard and it's sometimes even tragic, but it's not the end of the world. There is life on the other side. I mean, there are plenty of students that have had parents that have gone through unemployment, and it is difficult and challenging. Yeah. But to your point, there is life on the other side. I love that simple little reminder that sometimes, I don't know, I don't want to credit it necessarily to Satan, but it might be the evil one that tries to convince us that, oh, life is over. And maybe the daily bread is just the hope that it's not. I love that simple but so powerful concept. Hey, as we wrap this up, Beth, any practical steps that you gave students on learning this discipline of prayer?
Yeah, I mean, I know for myself personally, a discipline that I have had to implement into my life when it comes to prayer is to write it out. And I know for me, I am easily distracted. I think even with the slower pace of life, I think all the distractions of life still exist. I mean, internet's still there, phones are still there, technology's still there. And it's probably more than ever, we're probably spending more time on technology. So knowing that all those distractions are still in place for me, just to be able to center myself, writing them out is powerful. And it creates that backlog of what we talked about with the Israelites of, hey, over time, there's this realization of, hey, God showed up time and time again. And if he showed up in the past, I can trust that he's going to be faithful today. I think journaling our prayers out, it does the same thing, that in the times of doubt and wondering, like, will God show up today? Like, you have the backlog to go back on and be like, oh no, he did. Time and time again, he has shown up. Even if it didn't change circumstances the way I thought it would, even if it didn't look the way that I thought it would look, like I can go back and know, like, hey, God changed something in my heart. Prayer centered me. It calmed me. Like, God showed up how he needed to show up. And so I can trust that he's going to do it again in the future.
That habit of journaling, it's also great because it's such a great habit of focus. Writing it down really does allow us to keep our focus. It keeps our mind from wandering all over the place. Hey, last thing, Beth, what would you say to a new somebody who's maybe a new believer or maybe prayer is a foreign thing to them? I mean, they've maybe prayed before a meal and they've heard other people pray, but maybe prayer just really hasn't been a big part of their life. Any advice or encouragement to somebody that's in that season?
Yeah. Well, one, I would say, I feel like the Lord's Prayer is a great place to start. And I would even look up the message version of the Lord's Prayer that just broken down into common language of, if you don't know where to start, if you're not sure how to pray or what that looks like, use that as a model of what it looks like to, you know, glorify God, thank him for who he is, spend time, you know, asking him to show up for your needs. I think it gives us such a simple model of what that looks like. So I think also knowing that, that while prayer is simple, it isn't always easy. And it just takes time. I mean, I think it's like developing a relationship with a friend. The more you choose to show up, the more conversations you have, the more natural it becomes. And a lot of that is because you have a history to build off of in that relationship. I think prayer is the same way, that sometimes it may feel a little awkward, or a little uncomfortable. You don't really know where to go next in the conversation, but the more you choose to show up and make it a discipline, the easier it gets in the long run.
That's fantastic. Why don't we do this, Beth? Maybe this would be a great way to end this. Would you mind just using that little line, give us today our daily bread, and maybe even praying for adults today that are worried about their daily bread, that are worried about the uncertainties of the future. I know we've got, you know, it feels like every day more and more we hear about people in our church that have filed for unemployment or that are worried about whether or not they're going to be able to meet, whether the income is going to be able to meet the needs at the end of the month because of the way their income has changed. Maybe their hours have decreased. And certainly there's people worried about illness. You know, the longer this happens, the more of us that know someone personally who has contracted COVID-19. There's plenty of medical workers that are afraid today of going to work, and plenty of police officers that are worried of being in public. So if you would, why don't you close us out by praying for those people?
Yeah, absolutely. Father, I just thank you that your promises don't come back void. And so if this is what Jesus has asked us to come to you with, if he trusted that you could provide for him what he needed, then God, then we can trust the same, that you are able to show up, that you, you meet our needs, and that even when it maybe doesn't feel like it, even when we don't see it, that you are working in our circumstances. And so, Father, for the people that, are really worried about their future, people who have a lot of uncertainty, people who are walking through fear or disappointment, Father, even when they don't know what it is that they need, Father, I pray that you would show up, that yes, we could trust that even when we're not sure what it is that we're asking you for, that we can simply come to you and just ask that you would give us today our daily bread, and that you know what that means, and that you know what we need, that you know what we're walking through, and that you're going to show up. And Father, I pray that we would turn our focus into a daily reliance on you, in our daily reliance on you, God, that we would grow to trust you, and that we would begin to experience your faithfulness in a new way. So Father, we love you, and we're so thankful for the way that you love us and the way that you care for us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Beth, thanks for bringing this message to our church. Thanks for bringing it to students, but thanks for bringing it to adults as well. Thanks for what you do to lead. Yeah. And I hope you stay safe and keep washing your hands.
Thanks. Thanks, Clay.
All right, see ya.
Thanks for listening to the Buckhead Church Podcast. If you'd like more content, you can always check out our services live or on demand at buckheadchurch.org. And if you want to experience community anytime, anywhere, go to buckheadchurch.org/groups.